Here to continue the discussion on the campaign and on the financial crisis is Melissa Harris-Lacewell now, Associate Professor of Politics and African American Studies at Princeton University, and Robert Trainum. He is the D.C. Bureau Chief for the Comcast Cable Network, CN8. Welcome, both of you.
Great to be here.
So you just heard what Ron Elving had to say about the possibility of a resolution of this bailout crisis that's taking place in the nation's capital. You also heard us talk about the fact that John McCain has suspended his campaign amid questions as to whether or not his goal was to help himself politically or to help the country. Robert Trainor, how do you see it?
Well, you know, Senator McCain, no one questions his patriotism. He obviously has put country first, to use his terminology, over the last couple of centuries, or centuries, over the last couple of days since he has been in the public eye. However, he's also a politician, and so we also need to look at him in that lens as well. And so we need to understand that although he has put his presidential campaign on hold for the next couple of days or however long it's going to be, he's also still running for president. And so we just need to understand that and recognize moving forward that if, in fact, something does materialize with this bipartisan agreement that hopefully will happen later on today, if not today, sometime tomorrow, that he probably will use this and use it fairly effectively as he runs for the presidency over the next 3 weeks.
How long do you think, Melissa, that the campaign is likely to be suspended? He said that if there is an agreement on the bailout bill that he'll be ready to debate on Friday, but is that likely?
Well, given that Barack Obama is planning to debate on Friday, I think it's a really good idea for John McCain to come. So I suspect that he will. I think that more than anything, this was sort of a positioning of John McCain as someone who would sort of, you know, drop everything, particularly drop the pursuit of a personal goal of being president in order to address the questions of country. It was his opportunity to actually enact that notion of country first. But I think the big question here is whether or not there was, in fact, a suspension of the campaign. If anything, there's a sort of heightened conversation about John McCain and his role as a presidential candidate in this moment. So that by saying he's not campaigning, he actually drives media attention toward the fact that he is running for president at exactly the moment when the public opinion polls are swinging towards Barack Obama. So it was really quite an interesting strategic choice that had exactly the effect of giving his little campaign a bit of a boost.
Well, you know, one of the interesting side effects potentially of this, Robert, is that during the Republican convention, it appeared to many in the media and others that John McCain was doing his level best not to be seen to be too close to the Bush White House. And yet here he is now in a situation where he will be very close to the president over the next 24 hours, presumably.
Well, yes and no. I mean, let's put this in context. The context is that this country is in deep, deep financial mess, and that we only have one president at one time, and that just so happens to be George W. Bush. So regardless of whether or not, you know, you want to distance yourself from him or not, he's still relevant, he meaning George Bush, and you have to work with him in that context. And so, and it's not only just John McCain working with George W. Bush, it's Nancy Pelosi, it's Barack Obama. Let's remember that Senator Obama is scheduled to meet with the president as well to discuss this bipartisan solution to this problem. So I guess to be fair to this conversation, we really need to understand that the president is still relevant, although he's unpopular, he's still relevant in the context of trying to get us out of this financial mess.
Now, one of the things that I talked about with Ron Elving a few moments ago was the fact that yesterday Obama and McCain both sounded very similar in their approaches to the bailout package. There did not appear to be much difference between them. Is there any that is distinctive in your mind, Melissa?
Well, I think one thing that's distinctive is that John McCain does seem to be acting in this moment as though this economic crisis is a new crisis or an unforeseen one. The kind of suspension of the campaign resounds like the suspension or the scaling back of the GOP convention when the hurricane was coming ashore on the Gulf Coast. Obviously, you can't predict a hurricane more than a few days out, so it was an unpredictable event. But in the context of this economic crisis, this is actually, the warning signs for this have been coming down the road for quite a while. In fact, News and Notes has been doing an incredibly good job over the past 6 or 7 months really detailing the economic crisis as it is emerging. And Barack Obama was saying this, has been saying this since the primary campaign that we were in an economic crisis, and John McCain consistently was saying that we were not. So if there is a difference, I think the difference had to do within the sense of judgment about what was coming down the road.
Let me ask you, Robert Tranum, as we bring the conversation to a close, what happens now? What do you think that is the next best move for John McCain? How long should he continue in this suspended mode before he gets back officially onto the campaign trail?
You know, I got to tell you, Tony, regardless of when the House and the Senate and the White House come to an agreement, and because they will, I mean, there's no question about that they will come to an agreement sooner rather than later. John McCain actually rhetorically has the upper hand on this because he can then say, again, I put my country first, number one. Number two, I actually suspended everything to fly back to Washington, D.C., because this was not only important to me, but it's also very important to the millions of Americans out there. So I think just from a drama standpoint and also from a rhetorical standpoint, he will have the upper hand on this and says, I actually practice what I preach. I put my self-interest aside for the best interest of the country. Now, granted, some people will look at that and say, well, that was nothing but just for partisan sake. But I got to tell you, regardless of whether it's for partisan sake or not, to actually put your presidential campaign on hold and to stop all advertising and to stop campaigning as little or as much as he may have been scheduled to do today and tomorrow and the next day, he actually has done it. And you got to give him at least credit for that.
All right, we've got to stop right there. Thank you very much, Robert and Melissa.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Robert Tranum. He is the D.C. Bureau Chief for the Comcast Cable Network CN8. And Melissa Harris Lacewell, she's an Associate Professor of Politics and African American Studies at Princeton University.